10 minutes before 11 o'clock on Cape Talk. Your eyewitness news with Sharmila Fisher on the way at 11 o'clock. Of course, the lines are open on 021-446-0567. I'm still asking you, and maybe this is why I haven't received any calls yet, is that you are processing the question of how not to let a serious crisis go to waste, and how we can turn this crisis that we're facing in this country and in the world into opportunities that will stand us in good stead as we go into the future. My next conversation, I'm really looking forward to, because it's a question about this generation that I've been grappling with as well. I'm clearly not a millennial. I am years old, but I've been around, so I've lived my life, and I'm in the process of living my life. But things have changed. Things have changed over time, and I think this generation is probably one of the most misunderstood generations of all times. They have been labeled with very negative labels. They've been labeled as self-absorbed. They've been labeled as lazy. They've been labeled as antisocial, etc., etc., etc. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the millennial generation. And the millennials are those people born between 1982 and 2004. And the flack this generation has been getting, because I've made those statements as well, and I withdrew that when I finally understood what this particular generation has to grapple with. But a lot of the solutions, the technological solutions we have for daily problems today, is probably mostly inspired and designed and created by millennials. We're talking apps, we're talking technology, etc., etc. So is this fair? They are unfairly labeled, but we have an opportunity to set that right. Getting to understand a millennial can be a very challenging thing. So they need life coaches as well. And I'm joined by Yumna Asen, who is a millennial life coach. Now, I would say you a millennial yourself, Yumna. Why decide to become a millennial life coach? Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so very excited to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Pleasure to have you.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, funny enough, like whenever, you know, I speak about life coaching, like me, myself, I never actually imagined myself being a life coach. Because for a very long period of time, I was extremely shy for a lot of my life. I mean, it was so bad that I couldn't even order pizza in the food court. Like, I couldn't order food, so I used to give my food money to my sister.
Gosh.
And I know, it was really, really bad. But, you know, like, life evolved and stuff, and I studied a Bachelor of Commerce in Human Resources, but I realized that I have a really, really deep passion for helping people,
right.
You know, and I decided, like, a few years ago, I actually went through a really, really bad depression, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. And as a millennial, you feel very stuck. You're not very sure on where to go, what decision to make, because, you know, there are so many choices out there. And I, yes.
Do you feel isolated as a millennial? In my introduction, I was talking about all the negative connotations and labels put on millennials, and many of it, it's not true. Just like any other generation, millennials have their own challenges as well. So as a millennial, at some stage, did you feel isolated and that people were just hitting and being unfair with regards to getting, or at least attempting to understand where you're at in your life as part of this generation?
Yes, I completely believe that, because whenever, like, you go around, and I've had so many conversations by much older people, you know, labeling people who are millennials and saying, like just like you said, that, you know, they're very lazy, they don't really know what they want for their life, very self-absorbed. But like you said, I think they're just really misunderstood. There are just so many things happening, and we live in a generation unlike any before with this advancement of technology that, you know, yes, there are advantages to it, but at the same time, there's also some detriments in the fact that it's created so much choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we haven't really been prepared from, you know, our younger days growing up in school to actually take on these challenges in our life and deal with the rejection that we receive in life.
Do you find that coaching millennials is challenging in terms of actually getting them to first come and see a life coach or realize the need to see a life coach?
Yes, I would say it is kind of difficult, but at the same time, what I'm realizing more and more, the more that I go to networking events and I put my brand out there and I let people know that I'm a life coach, I realize that a lot of people, you know, are open to life coaching. Like I spoke at the UCT Medical Campus 2 weeks ago to PhD students, and they were saying that, you know, they feel really lost in life and it would be so great to have someone right there with them to take them through the processes. But what I always like to start with is why. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the motivations inside, the passion within. So I use a bunch of different exercises to kind of uncover those passions and why do you, you know, take on a certain hobby? Why did you choose to study this particular thing or pursue this career? So we start from the very deep, yes.
Just in terms of coaching strategies, well, what are some of the strategies that you use to coach millennials?
Okay, so what I like to do is I like to do a lot of visualization exercises, and this usually encompasses a lot of the beginning parts of my life coaching journeys with people. And I actually learned this from a program that I took for life coaching called Inner Life Skills. It's absolutely brilliant. And there's something called the three chairs. So it's really, really an amazing method. Basically, what happens is there's three chairs. There's a logical chair, there's a aha chair, and there's an integration chair. So what happens is, what I tell the client to do is, say that they're feeling really stuck in life. They don't really know what decision to do, what career move to make. So I set up a bunch of chairs in the room and I tell them, let's go sit in the logical chair first. And they can name that chair. They could even say it's Oprah. I know it sounds very strange, but it does amazing things. And they sit in that chair and they kind of embrace like all of the logic that's coming through from the logical chair, day-to-day solutions, advice that this chair might be giving them. And I ask them to repeat them to me, what is coming forth. And then we move it on to the creative chair, and they could give it a name, they could give it a color. And this chair is different from the logical chair in the fact that it's very creative. It helps you, you know, channel those aha moments, like that light bulb moment. It thinks out of the box. And then I tell them to sit in there and let me know what kind of solutions and advice is coming forth from that chair.
Yeah.
And the last chair is the integration chair, where we marry the both of best worlds, the aha chair and the logical chair. And there's so many great things that come forth from that. It's amazing.
I'm loving the conversation, and you're so passionate and excited about what you're doing. It's actually quite it's rubbing off on me. I actually want to ask you to stay with us after the news. But how different is life coaching to career guidance?
Yeah, so with career guidance and life coaching, it can actually be kind of considered the same thing. Of course, there's different branches of like life coaching, but like personally for me, I love doing both. I love coaching your career, starting a business, as well as personal things and obstacles that you might be going through in your life. And that's why I love to call myself a success coach. So, I mean, it's basically all kind of, you know, career guidance and life coaching and all of that, it kind of starts from like the same sort of place, trying to, you know, really discover what is it that's, you know, keeping you from getting somewhere and trying to ultimately shift your paradigm of thinking from a problems-focused mindset to a solutions-focused mindset. Yes.
Just in a broader sense, talking about a paradigm and the mind shift, etc., do you find that millennials, if they talk career guidance, that they want more advice on how to get the perfect job or how to become a successful entrepreneur? Have you seen a difference in terms of the needs there?
Yes, I would say like with the career, it's been a lot of times it's been with my clients that they're trying to figure out, you know, what kind of career to go in, or that, like, for example, I spoke at UCT at the medical campus 2 weeks ago, and they were saying that they're struggling to figure out how to get into the job market. And some people have said, I want to start a business, but I don't know where to start. So it's been coming actually from both ends of where is it that they would like to go with that.
Parents of millennials, those millennials who still live at home, are probably the most stressed out because they don't understand this generation. What is your advice to parents listening to the show this morning, listening to you as a millennial life coach, in terms of dealing with the challenges of a youngster in the home? What would you say to that parent?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, for a parent, it is, I can totally agree that it is scary. I mean, I'm not personally a parent, but I would say that it is scary, you know, having a child grow up at this particular point of time, but that it's also kind of exciting at the same time in the fact that they still have so many years ahead of them to actually, you know, get things done. And I think, like, what my mom told me was the importance of, she used the analogy of taking spaghetti and throwing it at the wall, basically trying to do and try different things, not putting your eggs all in one basket, but trying to find out what is it that you love to do. And I think it's important that sometimes as a parent, like, you know, they might try to convince their daughters and their sons to do something that they would like them to do, instead of asking them, hey, you know, Jeremy, what would you love to do? You know, what makes you happy? Mm-hmm. So I think that is something that is so important, to really focus on what is it that makes this person happy? What do they want to do to live a fulfilling life?
Now, if we talk about developing the potential of millennials, Yumna, we need to follow a different process, and that's rather to facilitate rather than dictate. How do you equip people to succeed at their jobs? Well, what are some of the steps you would say as a life coach should be followed?
Yes, I would say, like, you know, a lot of times when I'm thinking of, you know, succeeding at a job and in your career, a lot of times I focus on the mindset, you know, because a lot of times there's a lot of obstacles that are around, a lot of challenges, and we tend to focus a lot in that and all of the things that are going wrong. But I always love to ask, you know, people who are seeing those challenges, well, what's in my power? You know, what is it that I can do right now and take it day by day to really take a hold of my life, if you know what I mean? Because a lot of times, like, you know, we kind of put ourselves in the victim's mentality and everyone is against us. But if you were to just really shift your paradigm of thinking to thinking, what is in my power? What can I do right now to really take control of my life? That would make such a huge difference. And I think reflection is so important when you come back home from work, to really reflect and journal your thoughts on, you know, what's working today, what did I accomplish, and to look at those accomplishments and realize that you actually have come a far way.
Do you think as older generations, and I'm part of the older generation, I'm by no means a millennial, do you think that we're focusing on the wrong thing, i.e. we're focusing on generations and not individuals, and that could be a big part of the challenges we face in terms of communicating with millennials and helping them to succeed?
Yes, I do definitely feel so, is the fact that a lot of times, you know, as a society in general, we tend to focus on the stereotypes of people, of who they are, what makes them up. But a lot of times it's important to really focus on the individual, you know, taking the time out of your day to get to know each other's strengths and weaknesses and celebrate those, you know, actually get more individualized. More personal, and that's why through my coaching, I like to do it as something that's more tailored towards a person. You actually realize things when you take time out of your day. You tend to learn things about people that you never saw before or you never realized before, and that's so beautiful to me.
You are an absolute, absolute inspiration. Just your voice, your tone, your energy.
Thank you.
If I was younger, I would come see you, but then nothing stops me from coming to see you because I need some life coaching as well. Because
of course, we
learn until we die.
Yes, of course.
Yumna Asen is a millennial life coach. In closing, Yumna, a final few words of wisdom before we part ways.
Yes, I mean, I always love to end it off with a quote, and this is one of my favorite quotes by a woman named Mary Forleo. She's a life coach and an author, and her book just became a New York Times bestseller, Everything is Figure Outable. So I was like, wow, that is such a great title. But that is such a good, she says it's her mantra. And to be honest, it's become my mantra too. You know, whenever you're facing something and you're like, oh my goodness, you know, I don't really know what to do. Oh man, I'm so lost. But always remember, and I know this sounds cheesy, but look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, everything is figure outable. I'm going to find a way.
I love it. I love it. Yumna Asen, millennial life coach. Yumna, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jeremy.
How do people contact you if they have a need to come and see you?
Okay, so I'm very present on social media. I have my own website.
Of course, you're a millennial.
Yes. Yeah, so I have my website is called www.ohyesitsyumi.com, Y-U-M-I. And on Instagram, it's Yumi Universe, so Y-U-M-I Universe. And on Facebook, it's Oh Yes, It's Yumi. And I'm also on YouTube, so yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure and privilege to chat to you this morning, Yumna. Yumna Asen there, a millennial life.